Giants drop 10-inning squeaker to Braves for second consecutive night. San Francisco, Travis d'Arnaud homered early and hit an RBI single in the 10th inning that sent the Atlanta Braves past the San Francisco Giants 4-3 on Tuesday night. Ramon Laureano also went deep, and Austin Riley singled twice to lead Atlanta to its second consecutive win over San Francisco in extra innings. The Braves beat the Giants 1-0 in 10 innings on d'Arnaud's sacrifice fly in the series opener Monday. "If we're going to make a push and do anything, that's kind of the way it starts happening," Braves manager Brian Snitker said. "We did a lot of really good things tonight. Good team win." Pinch runner Luke Williams began the 10th as the automatic runner at second base. With one out, d'Arnaud hit a grounder toward the right side of the infield. The ball deflected off the glove of diving second baseman Casey Schmidt and into right field. "I was just trying to stay short and hit a ground ball," d'Arnaud said. "Luckily, it found a hole and that was it." In the bottom of the 10th, the Giants attempted to bunt their automatic runner to third, but Tyler Fitzgerald was called out for batter's interference. Lamont Wade Jr. and Heliot Ramos flied out to end it. Atlanta's Dylan Lee retired three batters for the win, and Raisel Iglesias pitched the 10th for his 25th save, his second in two nights. The Braves, holding the third and final National League wildcard playoff position, increased their lead to 2 games over the New York Mets. The Giants fell 3.5 games back of Atlanta. Fitzgerald homered for San Francisco, which lost its third consecutive game after having won 8 of 10 and 12 of 16. "It's 3 games in a row we've lost by a run," San Francisco manager Bob Melvin said. "At home, we've been pretty good about winning the close games, so it's frustrating." Trailing 3-2 going into the 8th, the Giants rallied. Wade doubled off Pierce Johnson leading off before Ramos hit a slow grounder toward third. Riley bobbled the ball and then picked it up, but it slipped out of his hand while he was trying to make a throw. Wade later scored the tying run on a 2-out wild pitch. Laureano hit a solo homer in the 2nd. San Francisco starter Kyle Harrison also gave up a solo drive to d'Arnaud in the 3rd, his 13th of the season. Braves veteran Charlie Morton bounced back from his worst start of the season and had 8 strikeouts in 6 innings to reach 2,000 strikeouts for his career. Morton, who allowed 8 runs and a career-high 4 homers over 2 2/3 innings in his previous outing Thursday against Milwaukee, gave up 6 hits and 2 runs to San Francisco. The 40-year-old pitcher relished his milestone after being hindered by hip and elbow operations earlier in his career. "I'm really grateful to experience a lot of what I have, considering the fact that I wasn't even sure I was going to be given the ball to start anymore after 2015, Morton said. "Since, I've been kind of a different pitcher, and it's allowed me to pitch until I was 40 and to experience the moments that I have." Harrison had 6 strikeouts and allowed 3 runs in 5 innings. Trainer's room. Braves. Right-hander Reynaldo Lopez began a minor league rehab assignment with AAA Gwinnett. Right-hander Jimmy Herget was called up from Gwinnett. Left-hander Zach Logue was optioned to the minors. Giants. Second baseman Thairo Estrada went 1-for-3 with an RBI in a rehab game with AAA Sacramento, California, but remains a few weeks from being activated, according to Melvin. Up next, Giants left-hander Robbie Ray is scheduled to face Braves right-hander Grant Holmes on Wednesday. Holmes has allowed 8 runs over his past 2 outings, matching the 8 runs he permitted in his first 11 games of the season. By Michael Wagaman.